Kathy Marchione had just right off the bat had started going after him for, you know, his vote on the marriage equality, and also his going nasty and talking about her double dipping and stuff like that, or accusing her of double dipping. So, you know, they tried to focus on, the issues were tried to be focused on, but of course, even when I thought it was kind of interesting, John Gray gave them the chance to, you know, certainly talk about the issues and said, you know, you can answer the question, but then the rest of it, you know, if you have time to say what you want, you can respond to other accusations that are being thrown at you. And they did. They took the time to do it. They would say in a sentence sort of, you know, an answer on any particular issue, whether it be minimum wage or what have you, or even the issue of NYRA. And then they'd go right back to sort of going at it with each other, which was kind of interesting. So.
Did Roy McDonald defend his vote on marriage equality?
He did. He definitely tried to say that you don't want someone who's just going to vote for in line with the Republicans. He tried to focus on saying that I'm my own man, that, you know, I want to be tolerant, and I voted based on my beliefs. Even standing up and saying, you know, I support traditional marriage as well, and constantly pointing to his wife, constantly saying that we've been married for 42 years and stuff like that. So he did his best to certainly say that it was my decision. I'm not bound by the party all the time. I am my own person. I'm my own individual. So that's basically what he had run on or talked about last night.
Another primary being watched closely, the 107th Assembly District. This is a much more placid affair, it seems. Cheryl Roberts versus Keith Hammond. What can you tell us about this race?
This race, and again, with a primary, you're going to get people agreeing with each other pretty much on the issues. But when you talk to Cheryl, she likes to certainly talk about, you know, women's issues, the economy, not to say that Keith doesn't. And then also hydrofracking was certainly a big thing, because she says whenever she mentions the fact that she's an environmental lawyer, people want to talk hydrofracking. And that's a big issue in the state, which is understandable. Well, when, you know, you ask Keith that question, he immediately just says, that's not even an issue in the 107th. That's not even something that needs to be talked about. There's not even enough shale in the area. And he's, you know, going on and talking about foster care and how he believes that there needs to be more of a focus on getting children at younger ages out of foster care before they become teenagers, because it gets a little more difficult. And not to say that he wasn't focusing on things such as, you know, he wants a flat tax is something else that he had mentioned to me. Everyone's sort of paying a flat tax, and so not, you know, the middle class is what he was saying isn't paying more than someone that earns more.